The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, where diversity and opportunity are one. From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities taking place all across Silicon Valley. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of Silicon Valley and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed business leaders, entrepreneurs, and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Oh, welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections. I am your host, but I'm also the president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, where we help all small businesses start, finance, grow, and even exit their businesses. We're located at 25 North 14th Street, downtown San Jose, or you can reach us via the web at blackchamber.com. Today, we're going to interview a hidden rock star, Miss Bridget Jones. How you doing, Bridget?
Hello, hello, everyone. Carl, good to speak to you.
Well, Bridget is the publisher and founder of the South Valley Review newspaper. Now, that is huge to me. You know, Bridget, we've used you and worked with you. So tell us a little bit about that story. How did you find or start the South Valley Review?
Well, I came to the South Bay thinking I'd only be down here for maybe a month or two. I was in transition. I used to be in international business, and I was on a business trip during the 2008 crash and had one friend here in San Jose. And they said, oh, may I come on and hang out for a while? Well, here I am, still here. And I landed a job with the family publications, and they basically were kind of winding down. And I said, oh, I love this because I've always called myself a fan of business. Since a young, young kid, I love the whole mercantile idea of business. And so with the papers, it's wonderful because you're working directly with business owners to help promote their businesses and services. I absolutely fell in love with the industry. And with my newspaper, South Valley Review, I am quite honestly one of a very small number of minorities working in media as an owner. So I find it to be a privilege, an honor, and totally inspiring to work hand-in-hand with businesses.
Well, you know, that's an interesting journey because you said you were in international business. So what were you doing in international?
I was an international project manager. So exhibitions and conferences and summits that were held all over the world. That's what I used to do.
Now, have you found that to help you any way now that you're in this or you've transitioned into being a publisher?
Most definitely. It's the nonstop pace that I basically, you know, cut my teeth on. So as I like to joke now, I live on roller skates. By the end of the week, from all the running around and working with clients and talking to people and going to events, covering them, that I tell everyone I'm an inch shorter by the end of the week from all the running around.
Well, how did you, you start off being so interested in business and now you're staying in business by helping small businesses? What was it in your life or what did you do when you were young that sort of paved that way for you?
Really, it became quite a thing for me as a young person. I really was the person, as we all were, who couldn't wait to grow up. But mine was, I wanted to go to work. I've always wanted to be around adults in that instance because I was the kid who wanted to learn from people. I wasn't going to learn anything from people my own age at 10, 12, and 15 years old. I wanted to be around adults because they were making things happen. That was my motivation, my mantra, get me around the people who are making things happen. So my first job at 16 years old, they didn't even know how old I was. I was actually hired to answer phones.
Wow.
For a family business. And I did it for the summers for 2 years straight. And it really was something that taught me a lot.
Wow. You know, you have a very nice voice. As a matter of fact, we're going to invite you in. Maybe you can help co-host the show with me sometime. So we'll talk about that later.
We'll figure out schedule-wise, I tell you. But with me, it just never ends. There's always something going on, which is great. But I also, with clients, I'm working very diligently to make sure that clients, especially a lot of small and business clients, understand. Mm-hmm. In order to conduct business and to promote yourself and get your name and your services out there, mm-hmm. let's also align you with other businesses in your community. A lot of the time, small businesses are standing alone or mm-hmm. working at it, their mm-hmm. businesses alone, mm-hmm. when in fact, within your community, there are folks who are very like-minded. Small businesses, we tend to work with each other as mm-hmm. far as services mm-hmm. and whatever your product line might be. It's all great and wonderful to have our technology at hand here, mm-hmm. but you really can't compete with the big guy. Mm. Your clientele, if you're a small business, you are car repair, you're a roofer, you're a landscape designer, architect, whatever. This is the kind of thing for you to understand. Your clientele is within 5 to 10 miles mm-hmm. of where you are conducting business. That's who you need to reach out to. So that's what my paper does. I actually print and distribute papers to homes in 10 zip codes here in the South Bay, mm. right to that doorstep. So that's key for clients in this direct path of those 10 zip codes. So we're starting in Santa Clara, those beautiful little homes behind Santa Clara University, mm-hmm. coming through the Rose Garden, mm-hmm. hitting Willow Glen, mm-hmm. Campbell, Cambrian, Los Gatos, Santa Teresa, Blossom Valley, just now touching a bit of Morgan Hill. So that's a wide distribution mm-hmm. for clients. And that's a lot of business, and those are a lot of homeowners and a lot of people that you could be reaching.
And plus, I like to let everybody know, we always have some of your papers at the chamber. So we got a stack. If somebody wants to come by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce on 25 North 14th Street, we're in suite number 505 on the fifth floor. We have South Valley Review papers there. And it's very important, as Bridget was saying, that small business people learn and understand where and how they can get support and they can get help. And many of the services that the chamber does, it's absolutely free for them. So we made a great partnership with Bridget in that. And Bridget, I know you cover some things for the chamber, but you were getting ready to say something before I interrupt. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
You know, I try to be out at as many things as possible, things that I consider interesting for, you know, our communities. And like mm-hmm. I said, since I'm covering that many different mm-hmm. neighborhoods, mm-hmm. that is important. But also, the paper is online. Mm-hmm. all the papers pop up and are distributed online. I'm also working now with a new digital marketing system where we are broadcasting out mm-hmm. through various platforms, of course, to get the paper out. But you can go on southvalleyreview.com and see the paper. And that way, for clientele to know that paper is also being beamed out throughout a global market, mm-hmm. because I work with a lot of ad agencies to mm-hmm. have folks understand. Mm-hmm. Your paper here locally, we are Silicon Valley. Believe me, we get a lot of press about being Silicon Valley. So there are lots of businesses around the country, around the world, who mm-hmm. want their products and services in front of the people who live here.
Mm-hmm. But can I ask you a question?
We have that kind of.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question, Bridget? And I want to dive right in because we only got about 3 minutes before this first segment's over. Then we'll talk about this
sure.
on the second side. One of the challenges that I have always believed myself is that people read less now than ever before. What do you have to say about that, and what's your opinion about that?
Quite honestly, let's make sure that whatever you're reading is quality. Mm. Sure, it can be short. It can mm-hmm. be, you know, a snippet of something, which is where the digital aspect of things, depending on which device you're getting that information. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's make sure wherever you are getting your information hold them to the highest standard of quality. Don't just take anything at face value. So therefore, you know, looking at today, heading back down to the Women in Technology conference, I'm actually interviewing people, and we're digitally. We're doing video interviews. Mm-hmm. So again, hold people to a standard. And in today's world, it's quite easy. Just reach out and find out about information. It's easy in that instance.
Well, you know, that's a huge thing for small business owners and those listening here who are thinking about being small business owners. I want to differentiate small business owners and maybe large business owners. You take on all types of clients, right? They don't have to be small
sure.
businesses. You'll take on large businesses.
No.
Well, why don't you take a minute to tell us about your reach for large businesses and what you can provide for them, and then we'll take more of that on the second half.
All righty. Well, again, looking at clients from a point of view, I'm also an ad agency, ad/PR agency. So I work and counsel a lot of clients on how to promote themselves, how to market themselves. And it comes down to, again, let's make sure whatever marketing, I just worked with a client yesterday on a Sunday. I work 7 days a week sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
He actually has a wonderful service where he counsels and guides people on their Medicare choices. And this should be done, which he's very clear about, before you turn 65. So let's look at this, you know, in your 40s and 50s. And what we're going to put together for him is a full-prong approach to marketing that information in print with the newspaper, online, through the website, and through us beaming it out on the platform, as well as making sure I align him with certain events that might possibly be coming up. If there's going to be a senior event, a senior talk, some of our councilmen, some of our, you know, folks here with politics in the city will put on senior walks and senior events. So let's make sure we align him with those kinds of things. That's what I look for clients. So depending on your business and what you've done before to promote yourself and what we need to do now to get the word out, maybe to a different part of the client, to the customers.
Wow, that's perfect. You know, let's leave it right there, because what you're saying is the strategy for small businesses, they have to have multiple touches on their potential clients, and you can help them not only develop the strategy, but help them get the word out. We're going to take more questions, and we're going to talk more about this on the second half. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
Join the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce and watch your business grow. Participate in mixers, webinars, and training workshops to help start, finance, and grow your business, all with the help of the Chamber's certified Small Business Development Center's consultants for free. That's right. Sign up for one-on-one help from a certified Small Business Development Expert Advisor for free. Call 408-288-8806 or visit blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com.
And now back to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
How you doing there, Bridget?
I'm good. Yes, he's one of our Bay Area talent.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Well, we love him. You know, we ended up the first half talking about you helping small businesses develop their strategy for marketing using print, right? But you also said that you do help large clients too. And so give us an idea of what type of strategies that you would use for bigger or larger clients, because they have dollars and they want to reach, you know, potential people in our community too.
Sure. Well, again, you know, in today's world, which we live here in Silicon Valley, everything is tech oriented. But I tell you that mainstream first idea of reaching directly to the customer, something like Walmart and Target, these are my clients.
Mm-hmm.
And you know why? Because that paper is delivered to doorsteps. So it's old school.
Mm.
They like the idea that they're hitting the actual doorstep of clients. So again, if it's good enough for the big guys, please consider that, because that's, again, part of the service I can have on behalf of clients. You know, I can have anything printed, which would be what? Postcards, any kind of printing. We handle distribution, so I can specifically, if I'm not currently distributing a paper in a particular zip code or area or neighborhood, we can custom deliver on behalf of clients. We insert whatever the publication may be, something, think of, you know, like the Trader Joe's little pamphlet, little booklet. That can be inserted into the paper, and we can custom deliver that to any zip code. I'm working on new areas for distribution of the paper. So these are things. I can handle billboards. I can have that done for clients. So they load the services. And like I said, I'm offering truly a complete media service to clients, depending on what their business is.
Well, I know that we're going to do this twice because I want people to realize how they can reach you. So why don't you tell them now, Bridget, how someone could reach you if they wanted to sort of engage with you and maybe possibly use your services?
The best way, honestly, would be Bridget at South Valley Review. And Bridget is spelled B-R-I-G-I-T-T-E at SouthValleyReview.com. It's actually Brigitte. I'm Brigitte Michelle.
Ooh.
A lot of folks don't know how to spell Bridget the way I spell Bridget. But please reach out to me. It's one of the great joys that I have meeting people. As you can tell, I'm very shy. And that's what I want businesses to also understand. We have to get very good at small businesses. We have to get very good at socializing. Everything cannot be done online.
Well, I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that. Mm-hmm. That's a natural segue into a question I wanted to ask you because you are a relationship person. You know, what connection that you feel in your life that made an impact or a difference in your life or your business? Can you think of a connection or two?
I would say, again, as a young person who was very interested in getting into the workplace, I initially temped before I took on a job, before I actually signed on the dotted line and became an employee. I temped for several years because I was interested in so many different aspects of this. I wanted to make the right choice before I dove right in. So today we would call it contract workers. So I was very aware of women in positions of power at certain companies, in positions of leadership or management. And I do recall, you know, several women throughout that process early on who just made an impact on me because they were so professional. They did their jobs, but they were also people who did it effortlessly. They didn't make a big deal about it. And those are the people who stuck in my mind. And as you travel, you meet a lot of people, even if it's briefly, who just seem to say, hey, you know, I've got it down. And they're also very interested in their world, the world around them. And again, with the paper, that's why I'm so happy with what we're doing with the paper. Look at the Bay Area. We're everything. We're a mishmash. You want to talk diversity? That's the Bay Area. And so these neighborhoods that we all live in, who lives next door to you? Who lives across the street? Who's around the corner? Someone from around the world. So there are opportunities here to build those relationships. You never know what they're going to turn into.
You know, I'm glad you said that because as our listeners are a very amount of different people, different ages, different backgrounds, what would you give advice to someone? I mean, many times our guests will give advice to young people, but is there some advice or how do you deal with people who have been displaced or maybe older people? Can they possibly work with you in some way? Have you ever thought about that?
Absolutely. Carl, it's an amazing thing. People you find, you know, I love seeing those segments in the news where they'll talk to someone who's 99 years old and what's your advice? What's the key to success in life? Never lose that interest, that joy of discovery. And it's the discovery of other people. I use the term a lot of times when I'm talking to clients. Look around you. We are an eclectic, motley, wonderfully kooky conception of people here in the Bay Area. And it's important to get to know each other in your neighborhoods, in your city, in your community, because this is who we are and this is what makes the world worth building a community. We all need to show our colors. And, you know, that's just how it works out.
Oh, I love the way you said it. Show our colors. That is diversity and inclusion. That's a message, right? You know, I'm going to say something. It's a plug for the chamber, but it's also going to help and bless you, too. On June 28th, the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, along with other Northern Black Chamber associations and the ethnic chambers here in San Jose, we're going to produce a certification and capacity building summit. Now, the reason I mention that, because that's somewhere where small businesses could come, and we know that Bridget's going to be there. So small business people will come, and as they figure out, well, how do I get certified? How do I build capacity? I need to know how to market. And so, Bridget, all the things you've been saying, it sounds like that you would be there and they would be wise if they were there also, right?
And I would say get in touch with me ahead of time, because what I do is I will produce a paper prior to that. I print every other week or every 2 weeks. We print a paper. So I would love to have some of the businesses contact me prior to that, and we would have a special issue in ready for that particular event. So that way, this would be something, because don't forget, I'm out at different events. Like I said, I will be at this event later today, the Women in Technology. These are people flying in from all over the world to attend events here in San Jose, in Silicon Valley, and I'm at these events with my publication. So clients can come in many instances, in many forms, and from many directions. So it's important, I would say think about that to our audience.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I want to ask you another question about, like, what do you see the future of print? Do you still see a future in it, like, say, 20, 30, 50 years from now? What do you see the future of print? Is it all going to be digital?
Print. Well, of course, digital is going to, everything has flipped, of course. Mm-hmm. You know, newspapers used to rule in the old days initially. But again, if there's going to be print, it's going to have to matter. It's going to have to show that it has a credibility. Mm-hmm. And the way to do that is quality. Journalism, which I'm not actually a journalist, I just happen to be a person who loved print. My dream as a young person, I wanted to live in a library. So I've always loved print. Mm-hmm. And I am not alone. So publishing houses and places like that will always be around. Now, things will change as to how we actually make that happen. Mm-hmm. But I see print because, again, I talk to a lot of ad agencies, and I'm that person who asks a lot of questions. And I would ask, you know, I'm dealing with folks in Canada, in Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, as ad agencies, and I always ask, tell me what's going on. What's happening? And they tell me, you know, print on a daily basis is not doing well, but local community news people care about. Mm-hmm. It's flourishing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I want to get in another question. I want to get in another question or two before we go to off. We only have about a couple minutes, but the one question is, who would you like to partner with? If somebody is listening to this, who would you like to give a shout out to that they would reach you and then partner with you? Who are you looking to partner with?
You know, I have such a variety of clients. I work with, my gosh, you know, I work with VTA, the water department. I've got Walmart. I've got, like I said, you know, that type of client. I work with ChefQ and Premier One. I would say really people who are touching the community in any way as small businesses. What's your service? What's your product line that you really want your community, your neighbors to know this is what you do? Also, I cover and feature a lot of nonprofits and organizations that are helping people in our community. So, again, folks who have a great home repair business. Are you the roofer? Are you a window guy? Are you a landscape guy? Plumber? All these businesses right now that are professions, I would say, that aren't getting a lot of press, but these are great professions, because I also want our young people to know these are great professions to go into. We're always going to need a car repair guy.
Well, that is so wonderful. Now, because the time is this short, I want you to, your last thing, how could people reach you? And we love your passion. We want to bring you back. How can people reach you?
Please reach out to me. It's Bridget at SouthValleyReview.com. And Bridget is spelled B-R-I-G-I-T-T-E. at southvalleyreview.com.
Thank you, Bridget. Thank you. We appreciate it. You've been listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr. and brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. Or call 408-288-8806. That's 408-288-8806. Copies of our podcast are available online at blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email info@blackchamber.com. Keeping you connected, Silicon Valley Business Connections.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.